The next malacha is Korea, which is a sister malacha to Topher. For the most part, whatever is usher to put together is usher to take apart. Okay? So whatever is usher because of sewing, stapling things together, sewing things together, pasting things together, anything that would be considered tofer in that respect, taking those things apart would be considered korea. Okay? Basically, korea is a machlokis, what the malacha d'oraisa is. Is it, the Mishnah says, korea al menas litfor, meaning you tear a garment in order to re-sew it. Sometimes the things get, either the garment itself gets ruined a little bit, or the stitches come out, or the weaving comes out. The only way to do it is to tear it up apart and redo it. You can't patchke what it is. You have to take it apart and redo it. So that is definitely minat Torah. Okay? Taking it apart, even though when you take it apart, it's destructive, but since it's in the with the intention of putting it back together again, that's called misaking, right? But it's not where you're doing something positive, constructive on the spot. It's a two-stage thing. You're first destructive on the intention of making it constructive. That's korei amanas litvor. And that is, according to some Rishonim, the only way that it's minat Torah. But if you tear something, which in itself is constructive, it's not for the sake of something, of doing something else that'll be constructive, for the sake of sewing. But it's not to do with sewing. But the tearing is constructive. You tear something off that you want from something else. Okay? So there the tearing is constructive, but it's not almanas litfor. You're not doing it to sew it back together. You want it separated, but the separation is not destructive, it's constructive. You want the thing that you're tearing off, and without tearing it off, you wouldn't be able to have it, right? An example, tearing a paper towel off a roll. Right? You want the paper towel. You couldn't use it without tearing it off. So the tearing is constructive, not destructive, right? Your intention is for something constructive. That's a shiloh, whether that's min ha-Torah. That's for sure, aser. Min rabbanon, for sure. But it could be that since it's not tearing for the sake of repairing, then maybe that's not the malacha min ha-Torah, but it's so similar to it that it's at least also mid rabbanon. Some say no. Sewing, what's it called, tearing for repairing is a malacha d'oraisa. Surely tearing where the thing itself is constructive is a malacha d'oraisa. And it doesn't have to be mamish just to tear in order to repair, even though that's the way it was in the Mishkan. But anything similar to that is also min ha-Torah. Okay. However, if the tearing is totally destructive, right, then it's only asur midrabanan. Tearing where it's destructive is only asur midrabanan. And that's for sure. And therefore, if you tear things that are destructive, okay, so even though it's rabbinically prohibited, the rabbanan did not make that isur where, what's it called, where the tearing is either for food purposes or any other intrinsic purpose, l'kavod Shabbos. Tzrachei haguf, okay? For instance, opening packages of what's it called of silverware, plastic silverware, tearing to open them would be okay. Anything that's a tzorech of Shabbos, that the thing itself you need for Shabbos, okay? Not tzorech for Shabbos because the result you need for Shabbos, but the thing itself that you're tearing to get to is itself going to be used for Shabbos, right? That's Sorche Shabbos. For you can tear things like that, okay? That's only where it's destructive. Where it's constructive, even if it's Sorche Shabbos, doesn't help, because then it could be it's also min ha-Torah. There they kept the thing. Therefore, if you want to, what's it called? You have an envelope, okay? And you want to read the letter on Shabbos. That's not tearing for something that intrinsically is Tzorech Shabbos. The paper that you're opening up is not Tzorech Shabbos. It's not something you're going to use that thing for Tzorech Shabbos. Therefore, it doesn't apply to a situation like that where you want to open an envelope. That's not called, even though you're tearing the envelope and destroying it, it's destructive, that wouldn't be mutter. But opening up paper plates, opening up with the conditions that we'll give in a little while, That's all called things that are Tzorech Shabbos, and you're allowed to tear for that purpose. So it's not just food, it's anything that's, the thing itself is a Tzorech Shabbos. What else? You can't take things apart, even not tearing them. You have things that are glued together. To steam them apart would also be awesome, because of Korea. Anything that in the end makes it that you separate the things that were connected in a way that's considered tofer, right? Separating them is considered Korea. Okay, something that got stuck by accident, by itself, okay, not on purpose. Okay, you have a safer, and it got, what's it called, some food or whatever, or even some glue fell between the pages and stuck together. So there, it's not considered Korea because it never was pasted together. The kavana, it's not considered tofer, right? You didn't want that to be, it was all act by accident. So you'd be allowed to separate the pages of a book that got stuck together by accident as long as you're careful not to tear any letters or whatever. But it's not an idea of tearing letters, it's fine. On the other hand, if the pages were glued together, like when they were printed or whatever, and now you want to separate them, then it's also because of Korea. It's also because of Makeh Bepatish, because now you're making the book usable when it wasn't usable to begin with. So separating pages that were connected from the time that the book was printed, right, and now you're going to separate them, that's awesome, because those were either put together or remain together. And therefore, it's Korea with a positive idea, which is Korea, and it's also, what's it called, it's also Makeh Bepatish. You're making the book now usable for the first time. Yeah.
Would opening an envelope also be Makeh Bepatish because they're making a kli?
No, because the envelope was a kli before, and just the fact that it was pasted didn't take away its kli. It's just Korea. Yeah?
Well, and when you open a package,
It could be with an air, what's it, an air letter, right, that it's not readable or usable, right, without opening it. Maybe there may be Makeh Bepatish. When we get to Makeh Bepatish, speak about it. Yeah?
when diapers come out of the package, so they're folded up like this, and the top part is usually, not even sometimes, usually they're still stuck together a little bit, like, and you need to open it up, like the diaper goes like this. So usually the top part is still stuck together.
That's on purpose, or that's because they didn't, they really take it apart and they didn't catch that?